The Takeaway. I'm Melissa Harris-Perry. Walk around New York City today, and you'll find neighborhoods and little pockets of communities that carry the legacy of the immigrants that were once confined to very specific sections of the city. Little Italy, Koreatown, Little Senegal, Little Odessa. Gentrification has reduced and reshaped many of these areas. But some cultural elements of many of these communities remain visible and audible to this day. Now, that's not really the case for what was once known as Little Syria.
Little Syria was on the Lower West Side of Manhattan, basically between Rector and Albany on Washington Street, near the Battery. And it's where the first Syrian and Lebanese immigrants, Arabic-speaking immigrants, had settled here in the United States between about 1880 till about 1940.
That's rapper and poet Omar Offendem. Since 2018, he's been workshopping a show that uses music to tell the story of Little Syria. Here he is performing part of it at the Arts Summit in Washington, D.C. in 2019.
We made money, wrote anthems, sewed dresses, ate lamb, drank coffee, rode grape leaves, had babies, got scammed, built houses of worship, parlors and pool halls, rubbed elbows with Italian and Irish kids in school halls, worked with fellow Semites from the east side, fellow Asians in Chinatown, and when black folk moved up to Harlem, we showed them how we got down to the quarter tones of our heartstrings buried deep in the tenements. Echoing ancient improvisations steeped in a Byzantine Bedouin sentiment, there was life here.
Offendem's music weaves together traditional Arabic instrumentation with more modern hip-hop production.
Y'all know what Shammy Mom say. Hey. A little Syria may go a really long way. Uh-huh. Never the wrong way. No. Brooklyn to Fort Lay. Got them dreaming of Bellawa whenever the song plays. Hey, hey.
The result is a show about the past that feels deeply relevant today. Many of the issues at its heart, including assimilation and xenophobia, have still not been resolved a century later. Tonight, through Saturday, Offendem and his collaborators will be bringing a performance of their show, Little Syria, to audiences at the Brooklyn Academy of Music. After Offendem told me about the history of the neighborhood, I just had to ask him, why would you want to rap about that?
That's a great question. Well, one of the things that I just have always found so fascinating about this neighborhood was that there was a collective of writers and poets and artists who formed what was essentially the first Arab American artistic collective. It was called Al-Rabita Al-Qalamiyya, or the Pen League. Khalil Gibran, a very well-known writer and poet, was the president of the Pen League, and there are many other well-known writers and poets in the Arabic-speaking world who, you know, we are all familiar with in Arabic, but who, while they had lived here in New York, are not very familiar here in New York. And so I wanted to change that and took it upon myself to translate a good amount of their poetry and their short stories and develop this piece based loosely off of that, but then also kind of transplanting my own life experience 100 years ago into what they were seeing as immigrants here and kind of comparing it to what I experienced growing up.
All right. You use the word translate. Can you talk to me a little bit about the language choices, about when to use English, when to use Arabic, and maybe even like if there were moments that you decided to make one choice and then you decided, nope, that's the wrong way. How did you make those borderland language choices?
You know, I'm actually rehearsing with my team here at BAM today, and we just made one of those decisions now with the director, where we decided to actually not translate one particular piece because the music and the delivery of the poetry kind of already drove the point home well enough. The director actually does not speak Arabic, and so to have his input was really helpful in that way. Other moments, I felt translations were necessary. Other moments where, in fact, the entire piece is a translation. And really what I've tried to do with this project is paint different sort of vignettes, pictures of what life was like back then from different vantage points, from individuals, you know, peddlers or business owners, Two more sort of general sort of themes like food or coffee or the idea of whiteness as it relates to the Syrian community. And then also just generally, I try to let the music and, you know, the art guide what feels right. And so if in a particular moment it feels like Arabic is necessary to drive the point home, that's what's going to drive it home. But I will say that you don't have to speak Arabic to be able to watch, experience, and appreciate the show.
I just want to have one more beat on this idea that the director does not speak Arabic. What have been the joys and challenges of that?
Well, you know, this is really like a passion project of mine that I've been working on and cultivating and developing for years. In fact, when I was a Kennedy Center Citizen Artist Fellow back in 2018 and 2019, I had the opportunity to work at the University Musical Society in Ann Arbor and develop this piece with my two collaborators, Ronnie Maali and Thanks Joey. They're both musical collaborators of mine with roots in Syria and Palestine. But as this project has now grown, and is, you know, a part of the BAM showcases for this spring, we've started to incorporate a lot more folks into the project, a lighting designer, a director, stage manager, production manager. So it's really transitioning from this concert experience to a theatrical one. And so there's plenty of folks involved now who don't speak Arabic, who don't necessarily have a connection to this community. But what's been so humbling and so beautiful to see is that people are really, really joining me for this ride in earnest and are starting to understand and appreciate why I think these stories are so important. Especially now, I think, while it's certainly about this historical experience that, you know, most Americans don't know much about, but had happened here, it's also very much kind of a lens to examine what's still happening today in terms of the way Syrians are treated, in terms of the kinds of newspaper headlines that you read about Syrians. Very eerie comparisons between, you know, things that you would read from the 1890s about not wanting any more Syrian refugees or immigrants here, and comparing those to what we hear these days. And so there's a lot to sort of unpack with this piece. But again, I think just the music is so fun and rich, and the experience is so unique that I'm excited to open up this world to people.
Say a little bit more about that theatrical experience and the engagement of the audience and the ways that that really does. It's not a concert. It is a theatrical experience.
Yeah. I mean, it's so fun for me because I'm just seeing this little idea that was like, you know, in my head years ago, just unfurling into this big, beautiful tapestry of an experience. We have a fashion designer who's created unique pieces for each of us to wear, a stylist who's been helping not just with the wardrobe, but with the stage setting and dressing. And the lighting obviously it contributes like a huge, huge sort of dramatic effect to the overall experience. And even the moments and the beats in between songs, you know, the silences or the motions and the blocking and all of that, very theatrical and very much a result of the process of this, what I would consider like a workshop experience here at BAM. This is just the first iteration of what I believe is going to be something bigger, more elaborate, and hopefully more exciting as the years, you know, go by. But for now, I feel like every part of the process has an important role to play, and I'm enjoying it all each step of the way.
You talked a bit about the connection between the historical narrative that you're giving and a reflection on both your personal biography and this current moment. What do you hope audiences are leaving with substantively at the end of their evening with you?
I'm hoping audiences leave with a deeper understanding of not only what it means to be Syrian in America, but what it means to be an immigrant, what it means to see the common thread of humanity that binds all of us, and to understand that, you know, while there is one narrative about this quote-unquote American dream that's, you know, this aspirational thing, money and rags to riches, I think there's something much deeper happening and that we're learning to cultivate, especially in these artistic communities, especially in these immigrant communities that have just a different way of understanding what life can be like here. And although it's different, doesn't mean it's any less beautiful.
Are there other voices, other stories that you have your eye on as you're going forward, other stories you want to bring?
I think there are so many amazing ways to incorporate rap and poetry and just theatrics on stage. And so first and foremost, I think it's important to just make clear that, you know, I believe that the foundations of hip hop culture are firmly rooted in the African-American community and the Black community, which has been so inspiring to me over the years, seeing how art and music can be used to uplift and to really pass lessons and stories down from generation to generation. And so to that effect, there's so many stories I'm excited about telling. One in particular, I think I've always found fascinating, is how 1492 is this sort of historical fulcrum where, of course, here in America, we're told, you know, it's when Columbus sailed the ocean blue. But if you grew up in a Muslim environment like I did, you understand that in 1492, the last Muslim empire, quote unquote, in Spain fell after 800 years. And those 800 years of Moorish and Muslim and Arab influence in Spain were so instrumental to helping lay the foundation for the Renaissance and for all of this incredible wealth of knowledge that we had inherited from that part of the world. And so, you know, I found that that particular moment is so fascinating that it could mean so much to one part of the world and so devastating to the other. And I'm really interested in exploring that historical fulcrum.
I mean, just as you were talking, like it was beginning to play in my head, and I'm not even a terribly musical person, so I'm very excited to see what that and to hear what that becomes. Amar Afendam is a rapper and a poet. He's going to be performing his show Little Syria at the Brooklyn Academy of Music. Amar, it's so great to have had you here. Thank you.
Thank you, Melissa.
Little Syria. Y'all know what Shammy Mom say. Hey. A little Syria may go a really long way. Uh-huh. Never the wrong way. No. Brooklyn to Fort Lay. Got them dreaming of Balawa whenever the song plays. Hey, hey. All the live long day. Uh-huh. Surgeon on the griddle. We simmer and saute.